Russian advance, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Recent drone footage shows the Ukrainian village of Ochiritine completely battered by fighting. Most houses, apartment blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and of some remain nothing but piles of wood and bricks. Residents scrambled to flee as the village became a target for Russian forces in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Russian troops are advancing in the area and elsewhere, pounding Kyiv's depleted, ammunition-deprived forces with artillery, drones, and bombs. Ukraine's military acknowledges that the Russians have gained a foothold in Ochiritine, but says that fighting against Russian forces continues. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Hamas does not appear poised to attack U.S. forces or building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. The comments come about a week after a mortar attack targeted the pier site but resulted in no injuries. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
As the U.S.-made pier off the Gazan coast nears completion, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he does not see signs that the militant group Hamas will attack the American troops constructing it to bring more aid into Gaza.
I don't see any indications currently that there is an active intent to do that.
The U.S. has security in place to keep American troops protected, and Israel also has vowed to protect those forces. The U.S. and other nations have airdropped food to Palestinians in Gaza, but aid organizations say the amount parachuting in is severely insufficient. Once operational, the new pier will bring dozens of truckloads of aid into the strip each day. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The latest global press freedom rankings from media watchdog Reporters Without Borders present a discouraging picture, including a lack of political will to defend a free press. For VOA, Christina Casito-Smith has the story.
Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders echoes this sentiment in its newly released 2024 Press Freedom Index, which finds that threats from governments are the biggest challenge to journalism. Moscow's tight grip on media since its invasion of Ukraine keeps Russia low on the index. In the U.S., a police raid of a Kansas newsroom, hostile rhetoric and arrest of journalists covering protests led to the country's dropping 10 places in the 2024 index. Afghanistan fell 26 places to the third worst in the world for press freedom. China, too, remains near the bottom. Even Norway and Ireland, which have historically good records, saw a drop in the rankings. Cristina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News.
Afghanistan's diplomat in India, who was appointed before the Taliban seized power in 2021, has resigned. Zakiya Wardak, the Afghan consul general for Mumbai, announced her resignation on her official account on social media platform X on Saturday after Indian media reported last week that she was briefly detained at the city's airport on allegations of smuggling 25 bricks of gold. In a statement, Wardak made no mention of her reported detention or gold smuggling allegations, but said that as the only woman in Afghanistan's diplomatic apparatus, she had faced, quote, waves of organized attacks aimed at destroying me. The United Nations Food Agency is warning Sudan's warring parties that there is a serious risk of widespread starvation and death if they don't allow humanitarian aid into the vast western region. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Lenny Kensley, the World Food Program's regional spokesperson, said at least 1.7 million people in Darfur were experiencing emergency levels of hunger in December, and the number is expected to be much higher today. She told a virtual UN news conference from Nairobi that calls for humanitarian access to conflict hotspots in Sudan have never been more critical. Sudan plunged into chaos in mid-April 2023 when long simmering tensions between its military and paramilitary broke out into street battles in the capital. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan has won a historic third term in office. The win marks his staying power despite unhappiness among some voters who blame him for a lot of the capital's problems. Khan has built his narrative around overcoming the odds. As he frequently points out, he's the son of a bus driver and a seamstress from Pakistan. Khan says his biggest achievements have been cleaning up air pollution, freezing transport fees, and providing free meals for primary school pupils. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1.
I'm losing my self-control.